You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind Podcast.
We are the only podcast in existence in the entire known universe, as confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records, NASA, and your mom.
I like that announcer voice coming in. I like the presentation. I like the content. I think overall, that was an A-plus intro, Kyle.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
I might have been the best.
Oh, man. We're going to keep that one then.
That might have been the best. I think we're keeping it.
And we're going to roll with it for future endeavors.
Yeah, we never make mistakes and just roll with it.
No, as you will not find out in the next episode following this one.
Or the one that came out before. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows at this point?
What is happening in this show?
Up is down, cats and dogs living together.
Jeez, this is madness. No, this is Experience Grind. Oh!
Okay.
I tied that in.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame we weren't talking about 300 today, because that would have been the perfect intro into that.
I don't know. Are we ever going to talk about that?
We can. I mean, it's one of Snack Zider's good films.
Snack Zider. That's who I like to talk. That's the YouTube guy I go to tell me about
all
the
snack foods.
It's a
pretzel place. Zider's.
Snack Zider's.
That's their logo.
That's their mascot.
When
like Slurm McKenzie.
Snack Zider's. But it's like a bear.
Yeah.
I bite the heads off fish. What do I know?
What do I know? Goddamn, man. You're a marketing goddamn genius.
Right? I know. Hire me, Hollywood. All right. What are we talking about today?
Oh, shit. You set me up for it. Ryan, we're going to talk about the Electronic Entertainment Expo, known to fucking plebeian morons as E3.
Oh, that's a... Okay, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
I mean, I say E3.
I know, I do too.
So am I a plebeian moron?
I am in no way above any person in our audience, except for maybe Micah.
I might be above a few of them.
Yeah, I'm definitely above Micah.
Well, he cheats. Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but he is a dirty cheater. Check the tapes. I think I would have been third in that final race if Micah wasn't cheater.
Micah, we love you,
I'll
but you
call
totally
you out.
Cheated.
You totally cheated.
You passed on yellow, bro.
Yellow means you
pass me on yellow. Yeah, I had first. Where did
to
you
the
come
right.
from?
You pull to the right
what the hell?
And slow down.
Calling
There's
you out, Micah.
Caution.
No.
There's caution.
Anyways.
Check the tapes.
I don't want to say he's the worst, but he's the worst.
Oh, damn.
Damn,
Micah.
I love you, Micah.
Oof.
So in honor of Micah and his worstness, let's talk about maybe the worst E3 that's happened in the future. You like that segue?
That was great.
I wonder if
we feel this way going into
I don't know. I don't
that
know at all.
That was a leap of faith yeah, that sure. you may be wrong on.
So we're going to go off of Tech Radar's list of everything that happened at E3.
Cool.
So it's going to be...
Let's go through the announcements, touch on them briefly
yeah,
as we go,
yeah.
and just kind of jump around, give our thoughts on everything in a general kind of way.
Yeah.
I think this will be a easy breezy format to get
through. I like
through.
It. And so it's in no way representative of our overall opinions of where these things are placed.
Yeah.
So this is just based off Tech Radar.
Sure, sure.
And so Tech Radar,
we are not
has,
saving the best for last.
They have literally listed Nintendo as the first one.
Yes.
And I like it because this is already going to cause contention.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I know
is.
It. We are completely polar opposites.
Yeah.
Nintendo
I mean,
at this
somebody
E3.
Has drank the Kool-Aid and I never went to Jonestown because the Switch is nothing but a great machine with no real software to support it.
Here's a funny story. Jim Jones, before he went to Brazil, was an Indianapolis Brace preacher. Do you know this?
I did not know
he was from
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Of course he was.
He was from an hour north of where we are currently recording this podcast.
Fucking people.
At this point.
You fucking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're the worst.
Right?
The we worst. Are the worst.
You are a bunch of plebeian morons.
I'm sorry. We're not the worst. At least
Micah
we're not,
is the worst.
At least we're not Kentucky.
Right? Oh, there you go.
And Mike is from Kentucky, as well as a few other unmentionable people.
That's y'all. Y'all a bunch of farts.
Yeah, yeah. No, so let's get into it, man. Nintendo.
Yes.
So according to this list... The first thing they have mentioned is that there's a Metroid Prime 4 coming out.
Ryan, how do you feel about Metroid Prime 4? You seem like a Metroid Prime guy.
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm not.
I played none of the Metroid Primes.
Really?
They didn't interest me. When the GameCube came out, they had like a bunch of the demo discs set up that had like some Sunshine, some Metroid Prime, some other stuff. And every time I tried to play Prime, like I just could never get into it. I felt like the pacing of the stop and go, then you scan stuff, kind of tedious. Not my thing. So when they announced Metroid Prime 4, eh.
Okay, you ready for this, buddy?
Your mind's blown. It's great.
No,
enjoy that game in 3 years.
I am actually completely on board with you.
I hate
the Prime series. I like Metroid.
Awesome. What the motherfuck you think I'm going to be a Prime guy?
Because I just did. Fucking I thought you were one of the Prime ones. I didn't know.
What makes you think I like shitty gameplay mechanics?
You say that. Prime is one of former guest of the show, Nathan's favorite series. He loves the Metroid Prime series.
Look, Nathan is a comedic powerhouse. I will give him that, but it doesn't mean what he like is right. Like is wrong, Nathan. Like is wrong.
Running on the back of the Metroid Prime 4 announcement, though, there's also a new Metroid game called Samus Returns coming to the 3DS, which is in vein of the more 2D side-scroller ones. How you feel about that, Ryan?
I would... All right, so of those two, I would be more into that. That said, I don't care because I don't have a 3DS. And I really don't know why Nintendo is pushing the 3DS with the Switch. I think at this point, they need to kind of let the 3DS go into the sunset, make both libraries of the Nintendo console and the Nintendo handheld games the same, and start that way. I don't think it needs to be splintered or fractioned anymore, and that they're continuing... I think is a bad move. And like I said, I don't support it, so I'm not going to end up playing the game.
Okay.
So, I could care less about it, but I would play that one of the two.
I'm excited about this one.
I figured. Why?
Well, I'm a big Metroidvania fan. I like this type of game, the 2D side-scroller platformer explorer.
But you might be getting an Egavania from the actual man next year at the same time.
Oh, I absolutely am. I've already contributed to that Kickstarter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's
Bloodstained
like,
Ritual of the Night.
Do you want to play a knockoff when you get the original creators?
I'll take both.
Okay.
But you think that they should not be splintered...
The library
consoles.
There should be no more 3DS.
You know why they are, though, right? And why?
For money reasons.
Well, for money reasons. And also, the Japanese gaming market and the American market are completely different. Almost all Japanese gaming now is on a handheld device.
Well, I mean, the Switch can be that, though. That's what I'm saying. It's like they need to market the Switch as like...
As an owner of both, the Switch's battery life is fucking atrocious when
it is,
but
you know, they do this with all their equipment. Nintendo shits something out real quick and then does like an XL later. You're going to get a Switch XL with a bigger screen and a better battery in a year from now. Mark my fucking words. It's not going to be called that, but you'll get it. By end of 2018, you'll get a new Switch console. Like a new... version of it. I guarantee you, or at the very least, an announcement. So, but if you're going to market this thing as like a portable on the go thing, why have the only competition be yourself?
And they are the only competition.
They are. They should just merge.
They control the handheld market as well.
And I guess they're not hurting for any sales because the Switch is selling like crazy. Because
I finally lost again this month to the PS4. The PS4 overtook it again, finally.
Fucking right. Yeah.
So,
well, good. They should, because the Switch is, like I said, I think a fantastic console on premise. It does not have anything to back it up right now.
Right now.
Let's continue talking about that, though, with the future games that are coming out.
So, also coming out, and this one I think we're also going to be pretty much in line on, is that there is a, it has been not been named yet, but a mainline Pokemon game is coming to Switch.
All right.
Now, to further exemplify this, they mean... In the typical Pokemon style of strolling around, finding Pokemon, capturing them.
Not Colosseum, where you're just Pokemon fighting each other.
It is an actual, in the vein of the
full
Game Boy
RPG game. Not surprising. I saw this move coming. Like, you're going to have a fucking console that can be on the go, too. You need to make a Pokemon game. That's a killer app. You sell a million copies. Pokemon goes crazy. It makes sense. Not surprising. Would I be into it if I had a Switch? I might. I might give it a shot because, you know, be damned. I have something wrong in my fucking head where that collecting thing,
works
like I have
you.
To tick it. And Pokemon itches that. Whenever I play it, I'm like, this is dumb. And then I play, it's like, I need some more. I need some more Pokemon. I need to get this one. It's weird. So I'm ambivalent, but curious. Ambivalent, but curious.
I liked Pokemon Red.
Slightly curious.
I liked the Pokemon TV show.
Okay.
But I did not play any other Pokemons until Pokemon Black and White came out for the DS.
That's when I came back in.
I liked it, but I didn't get very far into it. Mm-hmm. Similar in vein, I am cautiously ambivalent. I'm excited for people who are all about Pokemon, but I'm not really super interested. I know it'll be a huge hit, but I'll see where it goes.
All right. So far, we've been pretty much on the same page.
Yep. I think we're about to split now, though.
Oh, shit.
Because next up is the big flagship, the big tentpole game
for Nintendo. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
No, that's the Ubisoft announcement. No. This is Super Mario Odyssey. Ryan.
Yes.
You don't give a shit about this game.
I wouldn't say that I don't give a shit, more that I am astounded by their fucking decisions and every route they're deciding to go with this game. I don't agree with them saying, oh, this is, you know, the Mario 64 Sunshine universe. And they're completely ignoring Galaxy, which I think is the best version of the Mario 64 Sunshine universe. It's the same thing. You're going into places multiple times for stars. It's the same platforming mechanics. Mario Odyssey just looks like the worst part of big open world games to me. It looks like it's going to not be fun and fluid and fast like Mario is. It's like you're going to have to stop and throw your hat at things and like actually think about the puzzles and dynamics. And that's cool. That this might make a really interesting, fun game. It does not feel like a Mario game to me. It completely alienates me. And this was maybe the one game that could have got me to go out and buy a Switch this year. And it has yet to prove me wrong. And the gameplay looks fine, not revolutionary. And the worlds are astoundingly bland or just bad. I think it looks kind of rough. Like, the graphics are not good. Very flat leaves and textures, I guess because of the Switch limitations. But just very unimpressive. Zelda seemed like a big step forward in a new direction that gave it fresh life. Mario Odyssey just looks like a Sunshine misstep again, because I was not a fan of Sunshine. I think Sunshine's a bad game.
I agree with you. Sunshine is bad. 64 is great.
64 is fantastic.
Yeah. I am hoping more for a 64 from Odyssey than Sunshine. Yeah. I am excited about Sunshine. I am completely polar opposite of you.
Odyssey.
Sorry. Booze plays a factor here.
It does.
And we're being honest. I am actually very excited for Odyssey. I think what we've been shown is not even a real idea of what's going to be happening.
Sure.
For me, the gameplay does look very smooth. The hat mechanic looks quick. It looks smooth compared to the cumbersomeness of the water fucking jet thing from Sunshine.
The flood. Yeah, I agree with that. Flood. But you have fucking missions where you have to find jazz singers and bring them to people. And this stuff that isn't a Mario mechanic. It is just those open world busy tasks that are now coming into Mario. This doesn't need to be there. I feel like this is a step in the wrong direction. And even just that alone, that they're introducing this stuff, it feels like needless filler already. And this is like just the slice we're being showed, the best slice. So just imagine what they're not showing us.
Okay.
And Nintendo usually does not go in like, oh, they're holding it back a good secret. It's like they're holding back a Star Fox Zero or something, like when they don't show stuff. I don't think this game is going to be like Mario 64. I think it's going to be more like a Ubisoft game where you're going to have a bunch of boring fetch quests from some of the gameplay we've seen from the C3. It just doesn't excite me. It doesn't excite me. It feels like they took the wrong lessons from open worlds and are trying to implement them into Mario.
Okay.
And I hope I'm wrong, because I would love a new 3D Mario. I do. Because I would love...
I'm glad to hear you say that.
If this is like Mario 64, I would... Oh my God, I'd be so happy if it was even close to that.
You're not just needlessly shitting on it, but you have high expectations.
Yes.
Totally understandable.
Yes, for Nintendo, probably, and Mario games in general.
So next up on the list is, I don't know if either of us can really even care about this, but Breath of the Wild is getting two DLCs.
I don't think that's really necessary to announce at E3, nor is it exciting.
Yeah. But again, when
they're not the only ones who did it this year, yeah. But I don't like this trend of announcing DLC at E3.
I don't either. And finally, it seems that Rocket League is coming to the Switch. I don't think that will I mean, that's cool, but you and I both have it on PS4.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get it again on Switch.
I think everybody who has it has it. But for the people who don't and like are going to go the casual route with Switch, cool.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad it's reaching people. But that's like giving an announcement like, oh, Shovel Knight's coming to the Switch. It's like, yeah, it's a great game, but maybe it's late.
Next up is probably my favorite company, but maybe my most disappointing presence at E3, and that would be Sony.
You and I are going to disagree on this one hard.
Wow, okay.
Because I think Sony won this E3.
Really? Because yes. I was more of the inclination, not for me personally, but I feel Nintendo won E3.
That's because the people who are really up Nintendo's butt right now are dumb. They're dumb sheep.
There are a lot of fucking very excited Metroid and think Prime people.
Nintendo is fucking great. Righting their wrongs now and course correcting. That's not going to happen. Mark my words.
And there's two things.
Well, they a great Zelda game.
We're going to come back to it.
But there's been a lot of garbage out of Nintendo too recently.
Looking through this list, maybe I'm wrong too, but we'll find out. So first up, Sony.
All right, Sony.
Sony, first one up is an exclusive game. It's the new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
For the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel about it?
Game of show. I loved it. I loved every second of it. It is Batman Arkham Knight, but with the fluid, quick, speedy movements of Spider-Man. Like, it feels and looks like Spider-Man. Like, the thing that Rocksteady did great with Arkham is they got Batman, how he moved, how he acted, what gameplay would suit him. This seems like it's that for Spider-Man.
It's got the Arkham combat style. There's a bunch of tweaks. Yeah. Very, very Spider-Man-esque.
It does. Like, they just got the character.
I'm looking forward to this.
Fully on board.
Yeah.
And I love that they're going with Mr. Negative, like an obscure villain from the new Amazing Spider-Man runs. I like that they're not mining what has already been done. We got a Miles Morales tease at the end of the trailer,
cameo,
who is the future Spider-Man at one point. So that's cool. It seems like they're taking stuff from the comics. And like I said, I think it just looks super respectful and fitting for the character.
As long as they got that DLC for the Spider-Man costume with the webbing under the armpits.
God damn it. Okay. Yeah. The Ditko one. Yeah.
I'm in. You know I'm in. Yeah. I'm in anyways.
At first, I was thinking that one Spider-Man that has like the bag sack, the Scarlet Spider. I thought that's what you're referring to. And I've rolled my eyes back so many times. You'll catch it on the camera. Yeah. I rolled my eyes at you because I was thinking of the Scarlet Spider suit.
You know I love like, Spider-Man with like the fucking webbing under the arm.
Yeah, I do.
That's the best suit.
It's fantastic.
Best suit.
It's Silver Age.
Anyways, next up, this is a game I'm actually pretty fucking stoked for. It's the new God of War.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we didn't see anything really new.
I thought we saw some new stuff. We saw the snake.
It was a cinematic trailer, and you saw the world serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Cool. That's all we saw. It's like the same settings, the same kind of combat. I think you actually literally see snippets of like the past demo in this trailer they showed, and there was no gameplay footage or nothing new announced. It was... I don't know.
I'm still excited about the new God of War.
I am too. I don't think this was an announcement. I think this was just stalling. I think they announced God of War too early last year, and they didn't have enough to go with this year.
It would have been cooler this year because they didn't have a lot this year. Had they saved it?
They should have.
Because last year they had the fucking Final Fantasy VII remake.
They had so much to show.
Dude, that blew everybody away.
Yeah.
You could just end on that. Mm-hmm. And then they still showed God of War. They should have. I agree. Yeah. It could have been cool. But I'm still very excited.
They gave dates for Last Guardian. They did a lot of stuff last year. Their presence was a little bit more scarce this year.
Yep.
So I think they should have held this.
They also had apparently a Call of Duty WW2 multiplayer trailer. I don't really care.
So this is the...
This is not me.
Activision.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, because there's two different... No, Battlefield 1 did World War 1, right? So now Call of Duty is doing World War 2.
Going back to the roots of the early Call of Duties where they were World War 2.
I don't care.
I don't either. I don't give a fuck.
I don't think the war setting is particularly interesting. Fighting those fights in history is not fun to me.
Multiplayer can be cool, but again, I'm not going to get this launch day.
Yeah,
tell you right now.
That's I only enjoyed the Call of Duty games until they got to like the weird Infinite War, not Infinite, the Modern Warfare, and they started doing like
and then they went into the
big set pieces, yeah. And that's fine. Whatever, rip off Titanfall. It's a more interesting setting. Go back to World War II.
Nice cut.
That's lame.
Yeah,
that's lame because you're just clearly ripping off Battlefield 1 success at this point.
Or attempting to.
Lame.
All right, man.
Super lame.
Next up. It was exclusive to Sony. There's some exclusive content to it, but this was the big presence for them, was Destiny 2.
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. It's fine.
I'm super erect for this game, as has been many, many times.
A lot of people who enjoy Destiny 1 are very excited. Mm-hmm. So if you like Destiny 1, this looks pretty great, I guess, for you. It looks like they're doing more story stuff, which is appreciated, and I hope they've learned that lesson from Taken King and move forward. Otherwise, it looked like more Destiny, which is not necessarily criticism, but it's just...
you know what you're getting.
If you're in it, you're in it, and you're going to like this.
And you know what you're getting.
Because we'll talk about another franchise at one point later tonight that we're going to have probably vice versa roles on.
Oh, is that
so
right?
It's fine.
And
then I'll be a hypocrite then.
So. Scrolling through this some more. So here's another big one. Again... I'm pretty fucking stoked about this, although at the same time, I'm kind of just like, this is a big E3 announcement.
Is it still Sony?
Yeah, this is still Sony. Okay. This is the Shadow of the Colossus remake.
What the fuck was that?
It did come out of nowhere, and again, I don't think this is E3 worthy.
No.
I really don't. And this is
specifically, it should have been Shadow of the Colossus is my
number two
game
of all time. I fucking love that game. I don't think this was E3 worthy, even though I'm pretty fucking pumped about it. It seems silly and seems like you're just... I don't think Sony had a lot going on this year. This is why I don't think they were the greatest.
I can look at their games, and I think they're all going to be fantastic. Every game they showed, I think, will be fantastic.
Sure.
Shadow of Colossus, asterisk next to it, because it's garbage. But I don't see a dud in this in any of Sony's.
Sure.
I see duds in Nintendo's. I see duds in Xbox. I see duds in Ubisoft. I see duds in EA. I don't see duds in Sony.
Okay.
I see games that are not even going to hit their peak until probably next E3 or the E3 after that. Sure. But I don't see bad games. So that's why I think they win. And I think their stage presence and like they played to the audience more. They had a more interesting conference.
For instance, PS4. Like, they know what the audience wants.
Yeah, whereas Xbox One, and I am an Xbox fanboy, just came out and they just talked about how fast the Xbox One X was in 4K.
I was going to say.
Throughout the entire game.
Here's everything Xbox said.
4K screen.
4K
games.
4K.
It's going to look great in 4K.
Hey, 4K. Hey, Ryan, did you know 4K?
We were playing this in the 4K the other day.
4K.
Did you go to that 4K room?
4K.
There was 4Ks. That was the Xbox One conference.
Yeah, it really was.
And we're going to get into it more. But we'll get to that. But that's why I don't think Sony... I think Sony won. I think they had the best representation. Actually, well, I don't know. We'll see. If they didn't win, they're number two. I might be swayed later.
The last thing Sony had was they had a lot of titles announced for their PlayStation VR.
Yes.
I'm not interested.
I'm with you right now. Yeah. I don't have a PSVR, so I can't get excited about the games I'm not going to play. It's the same with a lot of the Switch games.
I'm weird with VR,
games.
Even though we're great friends with Dan. Like,
yeah.
VR makes me very nauseous.
It did not for me. I enjoy it. I am very cheap. Yes. And until VR takes a price drop, I'm not investing.
Sure. So you mentioned Ubisoft or
yes.
Ubisoft. How do you say it?
I say Ubisoft.
I think that's the official way, but I've always said Ubisoft.
I used to say Ubisoft, and then I heard, and I was like, okay, Ubisoft.
But so you're going to say
Ubisoft. Poopisoft.
I'm going to say Ubisoft. Say. Ubisoft is up next.
Yes.
With their announcements at E3. Number one, of course, leading the fray was Far Cry 5.
Uh-huh. I like the Far Cry games. I think they are like Assassin's Creed, where they have to be very careful because I think they push them out too quickly sometimes, and they don't put enough gameplay differences.
They're
to
very
really
formulaic.
A little bit, and they fall in that formula pretty hard.
Yep.
Often. That said, I still play each one every time, and I enjoy it, and it has not worn on me yet. And I do like this kind of setting, and I like the tone, and I like kind of the... maybe it's heavy. It's probably definitely going to be heavy-handed moral shit. I'm okay with this. I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
I'm on board for Dogma meets Far Cry. Give me that. That's cool. I'm down. It's not going to be like
I loved Far Cry.
It's going to be like Red State versus.
I loved Far Cry 3. I owned Far Cry 4, but couldn't get into it.
Oh, I liked 4 a lot. It had a great villain.
Never played Primal?
I have it. I haven't played it yet. I want to.
But I am very, very excited about 5.
Hey, I thought I was going to have to sell you on it.
Nope. I'm looking a lot forward to 5. A big part of it is that the fact that it takes place in the United States. It's in Montana.
I thought that was a cool move.
I think that's a really cool decision. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm looking very forward to it. So I'm excited to check out 5.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Next up, I'm curious to see where we're going to fall on this one, but it was the announcement of Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Okay. This is one of the... This is like Metroid Prime 4. In that... Great. A cult game is getting a sequel. Obviously, you haven't worked on this yet, and it's going to be 4 years out. So I don't want to get excited. It's like anytime I see Kingdom Hearts 3 footage or Final Fantasy 7 remake, it's like, cool, I'm not going to get excited because we're waiting 5 to 10 years. There's no way we're going to get this in time. And I look at Beyond Good and Evil and everything they said on the stage, and I think we're not even going to get this game for 5 years. So automatically, there's a wall. I don't want to get invested because we're not going to get it anytime soon. I also do not like the tone of the trailer at all.
Good.
This was supposed to be like a fucking kid-friendly kind of like positive environment, small game, and they're making this a big open world thing with this monkey that's going around saying fuck all the time. It just feels unlike Beyond Good and Evil. It's like if they were like, hey, we're going to make another Finding Nemo movie, except it's other fish in the sea, but they have attitude and they cuss they drink. It is like Batitude. It is that like 90s cheesy foreign punk thing. I guess I don't know, but it did not work on me at all. I don't think what's there would make a very fun game right now. And then he talks about like, hey, we're starting this right now, join us, help out. And it's like, so is this a Kickstarter? Is this fundraiser? Like, what do you mean help out? Like, what? And then you start listening to your fans, you're gonna make a bad game. Listening to your fans has never been a good thing for anything.
Only the most vocal and loudest ones get
for
hurt.
Movies, for games, for anything. Yes, it never
Stay
works.
True
so don't
to
do
your
it.
Vision.
Don't do it.
Don't care about what we say.
Yes,
except for maybe in some multiplayer esque.
Except care about everything Kyle and I say. Yes. We are the only podcast.
We are the authorities.
Guinness World Records is sending us our plaque.
I'm glad to hear you say this. I'm also on this level. I like Beyond Good and Evil.
I didn't say
I'm
that,
I'm not
but yes,
excited
I,
about
I'm
Beyond Good and Evil 2. Don't care.
I really, really
I
like Beyond Good
and Evil.
I have
not been pushing for this sequel. I have not cared about it, and I don't care about it now. So we're going to move on.
I think if they did bring it up, though, and it was a very different tone, I would be into it. Yeah. But they it doesn't feel like anything.
Next up from Ubisoft is a game called Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah.
It looks kind
of
cool.
Oh, it's the boat part of Assassin's Creed 4, but turned into a For Honor type of game.
Yeah.
I'm not into this at all.
Yeah, it could be cool. I'm casually indifferent, which is my favorite go-to to say. I probably really don't care.
Yeah, I got bored by the end of the trailer, and maybe that's ADD. I don't know, but I don't know how they keep up momentum for an entire game like that.
All right, you ready to get contentious? Although I don't think we are again.
Go ahead.
Next up is Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
All right, do you want me to go first again? I'll keep going first. It's fine.
I mean, I can go first, too.
You go ahead.
I think we're pretty on the point here. I don't fucking care about this game, and I don't know who is asking for this game.
Oh, my God. Kyle. This game showed, and everybody loves this, and it's creaming their pants over it, and it's so great. It's a game I didn't know I want, but now I love it, and I want it, and like, oh my God, it's XCOM meets Mario. It's so cool. It looks fine at best. It looks average.
You know what I like
There's
better than this game?
There's nothing exciting about this trailer.
It's XCOM.
Right? I would rather play XCOM or any fucking other made-up environment than fucking Mario at this point. Like, why would I want to play a strategy game with Mario? It's kind of tried, like, I get to see Mario, Luigi, Peach.
And the worst part of the Rayman universe.
It's predictable. Yeah. And then the rabbits. Like, who fucking cares about the rabbits? It's like Sony clashing on to Marvel Studios with Spider-Man. It's they know they're a sinking ship. Like, we got to get this in the good shit right now. The rabbits are like, oh, we need to get these rabbits good again. You want to use them in this game, Nintendo? We'll pay you money.
The only thing garbage. I like about this game is Nintendo branching out and trying to do more things that are not in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I applaud that.
Again, they did Bayonetta 2.
They did Bayonetta 2.
I think they will.
They brought Sonic into Smash Brothers and all of that.
They had a bunch of Sonic exclusives for the Wii and the Wii U, too.
So, finally, I think, again, this is Ubisoft. We're going to be pretty much on the same page here. Assassin's Creed Origins.
All right. I like the environment. I like the setting. The gameplay looks slightly better. I was prepared to hate this. I don't hate it. I like the Egyptian setting. It looks like they're doing more mystical stuff and like magical and like there's beasts that aren't like necessarily real in the trailer. It looks the most fun that an Assassin's Creed game has looked ever to me, but I will probably not play it.
Okay. Here's my thoughts. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Don't care. Fucking hate Assassin's Creed.
Three words.
Get the fuck out of here. Moving on.
Give a fuck.
Next movie. Next move.
Next movie.
Next movie. Next game studio is.
Are you ready for the next battle?
Ooh.
Are you ready for the next battle?
That's a Street Fighter cut. Next up, we had Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
We had PC stuff, but I'm skipping over PC.
PC conference is stupid. Nobody watches or cares.
They have their own shit. Who cares?
Yeah.
We're at Bethesda.
PC gamers don't watch TV.
First up is
too busy beating it to Reddit.
Nintendo Switch is getting its own version of Skyrim. Do you care?
No.
I don't care. And I'm tired of Skyrim.
The one caveat they have is you get to dress up as Link and have a shield. Cool. That's fucking great.
You know what? I could do
this. This is the 10th time you've released this fucking game. Why don't you make a new game?
I could also do that 5 years ago with the fucking mods for Skyrim.
Nintendo didn't have the worst conference. Bethesda did. Because that's all they're doing is like rehashing every fucking thing they've done. They're just releasing the same games again. We can probably even skip that when we get to that. All right. You want to talk? We'll talk.
Well, they have some sequels coming out. Next up is Wolfenstein 2.
Yes.
The Colossus.
The new Colossus.
The new Colossus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not play the first one? Wolfenstein remake.
I
own it, and I own the expansion for PS4. And I've heard it's good.
It's
I've not
pretty
played
good.
It.
I like Doom better.
Yeah.
I think they got... It's very similar to when Wolfenstein and Doom came out. Wolfenstein was cool, and then Doom came out and blew everybody away.
Sure.
Almost the exact same thing happened with the new Wolfenstein and the new Doom. Like, Wolfenstein was cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
That new Doom is fucking amazing.
It's just such an innovative movement system.
What I like about the new Wolfenstein is the rewriting of history. I like this rewriting thing.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
It's a cool concept. I'm going to give it a shot.
I agree. I think Doom might have like the better mechanics, but the setting looks fantastic, and the story looks like it has a lot of potential parody and... just insight and depth into maybe racial stuff and politics. I think it could be really cool and smart and funny and clever and cheeky. And it looks like it's a lot of fun. I'm in.
All right, man.
I've not played the first one, but this made me go, I think I'm going to play that Wolfenstein now.
It's really good, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I'll do it good. Before the end of this year. So, yeah.
Next up is something that we're going to talk about in October. But it's a sequel to the game called The Evil Within.
Evil Within.
The Evil Within 2. On a whole, I'm, you know, cool.
What about The Evil Without?
I don't know about that one.
Okay, that's all I got. I'm going to stop that before it gets really dumb.
Bethesda kind of sucks. I mean, Evil Within 2, cool. I don't know if Evil Within warrants a sequel. I've not played it yet.
Well, I will say it's giving Shinji Mikami something else to do. So cool. But, like you said, we've not played the first game, so I don't think we're qualified to say if we even should be excited about this. I don't know. But I didn't think it was a gangbusters hit either, so
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing. But cool.
And finally, for Bethesda, I guess there's a Fallout 4 and a Doom.
In VR.
Both have VR versions coming out.
Well, here's the thing. Don't care about either of them because, like you, I don't really care for Bethesda games in general or that kind of format, and we don't have VR systems, so can't really get excited to begin with. That said, I think Fallout maybe does it better, and I think that would be the more interesting world to be in. because you get to free move and you have a whole world to explore, as opposed to Doom, which is the I guess you click and aim to move somewhere and you just like teleport, like you can't move around.
I don't know.
And that was the whole point of the Doom game, was like fast, the way you move.
It's positioning yourself.
So it seems like it's going to break Doom and make it less fun. But who knows?
All right, man. So we're moving
on. So is that Bethesda?
That's Bethesda.
Fart of a show.
Yeah.
The worst. Like, at least that one time with Fallout 4, they could say, like, it's coming out in next month. Amazing.
You're going to get it.
That's great. That's cool. That was a great surprise. No fucking good games. They also had that Dishonored expansion, because that's what we're doing now. We're hyping up expansions.
At E3.
That Sony one, we didn't talk about the Uncharted or Days Gone, because I thought Days Gone looked really good.
Oh, they did have Days Gone.
Days Gone had a great showing, and then I really liked what I saw from Lost Legacy, because those are two characters that I really like from Uncharted.
Yeah.
And it's a full game. I'm down.
I know you are. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going off what this list is really giving
us. It's a great representation of women being focused in the gaming industry. Having Chloe and the other one, I can't think of her. Nadine.
And
Nadine.
The other one?
Nadine.
So here's the thing that apparently, if you're going to believe all the fucking gaming press sites, the thing that really won E3 this year was black women's hair. Because there's a lot of afros going on.
In games?
Apparently at E3, there's like four games that had.
I think it's because of Nadine in Uncharted 4. Because I'm telling you, Nadine's hair and 4 looks so fucking good. And I was like, that's the best hair I've seen. And they fucking nailed it. And then I think all the other developers are like, that's pretty goddamn good hair. We should put that into our game.
I think Bayonetta's hair is better because it shows off her body.
Are you fucking kidding? That's the stupidest goddamn art. I'm talking about pure aesthetics, like the detail in that, the afro-y curly hair.
Yeah.
Like, it looks good.
Yeah. What about Cloud's hair? Huh?
Are we fucking with you, Kyle? This is like arguing with a chimp.
I'm so fucking with you so hard. It's great.
This is like trying to have a real conversation with Brooks. Boom, under the bus.
Motherfucker.
Fuck under the bus.
Speaking of under the bus, let's move on to fucking Microsoft, Ryan.
It's wide load coming through.
Oh my God, are you ready for this one? So the first thing that Microsoft announced... You ready for this? It's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
It's pretty bad.
The Xbox One X.
Yeah.
Which is a more powerful PS4 Pro.
I want you to go ahead and talk about this, get your feelings out, because I'm going to have a fucking rant when you're done.
Mine's really done. I have an Xbox One S. You know what I bought the Xbox One S for?
4K video, right?
Yeah, because it's a 4K DVD player, and maybe I can play some games on it. Other than that, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. That's all I've got to say. I don't give a shit about the 1X.
Yeah.
I've got my PS4 Pro now. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got to say.
I wish I could say that I don't care about this, but it burns me.
It fucking burns me so bad.
I hate this fucking generation of consoles. And the cell phoneification of all these consoles. The reason I get into fucking consoles is for parity. Because I want to just buy a fucking GameCube or a PlayStation 2. And to know that everybody with a PlayStation 2 is playing the same fucking game the same way. So I know we're all having the same experience. And you fucking put multiplayer into this and you're getting advantages and disadvantages by having faster frames per second. And all this shit, it is bullshit. It is why I do not like PC games. Because it is not... There's no parity. Everybody plays differently, and I don't like this. Not to mention, this should just be another fucking console cycle by this point. I don't like these new upgrades that's not a full jump up. It's like, instead of like a 1 to a 2 to a 3, we got like the 3.2. That's what the Xbox One S was. And now we're getting the 3.3, which is the Xbox One X. Don't fucking do this. You're ripping off your customers. I don't think new people are going to be into this. They're going to be confused by your pricing structure.
Yeah. You're spending more money. And you're spending more money on marketing.
Yep.
And you're not going to recoup that cost. Yeah. And you're just going to fucking fade out.
Yes. Not to mention, and again, Xbox fanboy, I fucking love them. You are going to fucking blow it so hard by announcing this goddamn Xbox One X to come out at the end of the year. Yet you have... No fucking exclusives, no content to take advantage of the system. This is the dumbest fucking move since the Switch coming out as early as it did. because it also came out way too early. It should have waited. It should have held on to Zelda and waited, because now you're just getting ports right now, and other games have been on other consoles. ARMS might be fine at best. That's what you're going to get for 3 months. Enjoy it. I think the Xbox One X is going to be in the same position, and I think they've just shot themselves in the foot. This was not the announcement that the Scorpio needed to be. It didn't even fucking come close. It was,
again,
a fart of a presentation.
It didn't need to be a fucking E3 thing, similar to Shadow of the Colossus.
No, it was not a mic drop. It was nothing.
Nobody cared. Like, just make a press release. People are going to talk about it.
Here's the mic drop. If it came out next month and you said right now go out to stores, the Xbox One S is only $199 or something. That's how they didn't do fucking anything. There's no fanfare for this system. Now that they're trying to hype it, this whole Xbox One era has been mishandled completely. Yeah,
they keep continually dropping the ball.
It's bad. They were doing everything so right the first two generations, and I guess they got cocky because they are fucking it up now. And I'm so disappointed in them. It breaks my heart like if your kid lied to you to your face. That's how I feel like Xbox One is doing to me. Why are you doing this, Johnny? God damn it, Johnny. Then you just fucking drown that kid in the water.
I'm just glad to see Sony coming back, because I'm a Sony fanboy. If we're being honest.
Me too. Well, Sony's never going to go away, because you're always going to go there for those Japanese weird import games. Like, they've always come out on Sony systems, not Xbox. There's always a reason to have
throwback to a future episode. I guess Nier was Sony exclusive. That didn't come out on Xbox.
Nier Automata was, yeah.
Didn't know
which
that.
Which was surprising to me.
It was on PC too, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, so... After all that Xbox One X bullshit, they announced Forza 7.
Fine. It's sure. The least interesting of the Forza series to me. Yeah. This is the technical track racer. Don't care.
All right. Moving right along. Yeah. Trackdown 3?
I'm interested in this. Show me something that I've not fucking seen 3-4 E3s in a row now. You just showed me... okay. You showed me Terry Crews. Cool. I hope he's a part of the game. I'll even take him as like FMV Terry Crews in there giving you orders. Fine.
Just give them to me.
That's the only thing you've sold me on, because your gameplay is everything I've already seen before. Nothing new.
All right. Are you ready?
It scratches that itch of collecting orbs.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
To get on the same page and finally be brought back. Well, actually, we've been on the same page.
We've been pretty like-minded.
Are you ready to get...
It's mostly ambivalence. I don't know why we do a gaming show when we're just meh about everything.
No, for real. Are you ready to get excited about something?
Maybe. Let's see.
So next up, it's a brand new IP from BioWare called... Anthem.
Yes. Are you excited about this?
I am excited about Anthem.
You weren't at first.
I wasn't at first. I'm willing to give it the old try.
Okay.
It's made by the good BioWare studio.
Yes.
It has...
Apparently all the good people from the team jumped to this game.
Yeah. It has all the things I fucking love and enjoy about Destiny.
Yeah.
As well as like a more third-person-esque type thing.
It has both, which is weird.
It's got...
It's like first person when you're in the village.
So it's the exact opposite of Destiny.
Yeah.
Whereas with Destiny, when you're in the village, it's third person.
Oh my God, it is just vice versa. It's flipped
that's
around.
Really all it is.
That's funny.
That's really all it is. But I think the exosuits look cool. If there's a lot of variation, that's going to be fucking tight. I like the idea that there's going to be different class styles. So there's like a bigger, beefier exosuit for like more of the tank role. It could be really cool. Yeah. I'm excited. I want to see more.
Okay.
So,
agreed.
I think you and I are both probably going to get this.
Way more enthusiastic than you are about this. I think it looks phenomenal. Gorgeous, gorgeous fucking game. Like, the shotgun blast and the particles on it, it just looks good. And that moment where the one person jumps off the cliff with a jetpack and then flies down, and then they go through the tunnels, and then they drop into the water and can maneuver around in the water. I'm like, oh my God, this is like the exploration like I want. Like, you give me this with RPG mechanics, I'm good. You don't even have to have a story at this point. Like, that'll hook me.
I like here. So, and again, a lot of this could be E3 showing offiness.
Yes.
I don't know how great the flying around thing will continue to be the more that you do it.
Yes.
That could get very old. I do like the idea, and again, this could be what I'm really talking about with the E3 showiness. When people join your team, they just kind of like superhero... landing right next to you, and then they're just good to go.
Yeah,
if that's really how it goes, that's cool.
That would be a really neat way to enter.
Compared to like and Destiny, when you kind of join somebody else in progress, you kind of just spawn in somewhere far away, and like When you're building the team in Anthem, it looks cool. If it stays to look that cool, fucking A.
I hope it does.
We'll find out. So
hope it does. And it looks like they're actually going with story. Like, the emotions of the characters are expressing are good. Like, where was this in Mass Effect Andromeda? I don't know.
It was looking at a paper bag.
I can't. It's that kid from American Beauty. He's the one who ran the Mass Effect Andromeda team. Just
you want to see the most beautiful thing I've ever seen? Check it out. It's like this bag that's like floating around. No.
Anyway. I don't know if that was the exact line for the movie, but that's pretty close.
Sure.
That's
sure.
pretty close.
To finish this out, man, the final one is EA Electronic Arts.
Yes.
Their first big announcement was FIFA 18.
Don't care.
Don't fucking care.
Don't like sports games, but EA is doing single-player story modes and stuff now, and I think that's cool.
I like that turn. I think they got picked up by NBA 2K that started doing that, which is not EA, but I like it. The new Madden also has this style gameplay.
I think it's a good move for the people.
Fighting games are also moving into this aspect, which is cool. Curious to see how that goes. Again, I don't give a shit about FIFA.
Agreed.
Next up is Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah. This would be my number two of the show, with Anthem being number three. As somebody who really enjoyed the first one, I wouldn't say I loved it. I really enjoyed it. It had its flaws. It was bare bones at launch. They really fixed it with the DLC afterwards. And since I got it for free with my PS4, I didn't mind spending that $50 extra for the season pass.
I also got it for free because you got it for me.
I did.
So thank you for that. Yeah, I have enjoyed playing it, and we need to play it more.
Yeah, well, there's just so many games at all times to play.
We play so many other games together.
But it's enjoyable. They kept it mainly to the original trilogy, which is fine, but a little disappointing because there are so many worlds you can explore in Star Wars, and they're doing that here. It looks good. I'm interested in this story that takes place in the 30 years between episode 6 and 7. I think that's fascinating that Lucasfilm was like, here, yeah, you tell the story. It's fine. Go ahead. And that they trusted them enough to do it. And like I said, you get heroes and maps and characters from all of the Star Wars. I'm in. And here's the thing that sold it even more. Free DLC updates to keep all the player base the same.
Yeah.
Free DLC.
You know what part was my favorite?
Was it Darth Maul?
You know, right? It's Darth Maul. You know what part was my second favorite?
When Rey fought Darth Maul and you're like, you can be fucking anybody.
Well, that. And you know who else comes with Rey?
Oh, Sidious. Sidious? Oh my God. That's not Sidious? Is it who?
Ren, dog. Kylo Ren's up in this motherfucker.
I knew it. Why did that not come to me? I don't know. I was having such an issue.
We got Darth Maul. We got Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
I'm fucking in, dog.
And there will be more.
Yeah.
There'll be more.
But I don't care about them. I got Darth Maul. I got Kylo Ren.
I don't know. You'd be pretty happy when you get that C-3PO hero and he's like the mercy of the game and just fucking
if his red arm shoots like a fucking missile like Big Boss in Metal Gear Solid 5.
He's just like, have you noticed my new arm? And then the enemies just stun around him.
They're just like, oh my God.
Yeah,
this
they
is
just
amazing.
All look at the arm. That's his only power.
I love
it. Great.
All right. Next up, we got Madden 18.
Yes.
Sure.
With FIFA. Don't cool. care. They're
I like doing you're doing a things. Story mode. Fucking more power to everybody that loves Madden.
Yeah.
Followed by that, we have Need for Speed Payback, which is subtitled as Need for Speed Fast and the Furious. I gave up on Need for Speed a long time ago.
Agreed. This looks like it could be dumb fun to me, and it looks like something I'm going to pick up at $20 or less, and then I'm going to enjoy it, I think.
Okay.
I think it's exactly why I like the more recent Fast and Furious movies. It just looks like stupid fun and set pieces. Cool. I'm down.
For me, I'd rather play Split Second so far, but I'll see what this one does.
Sure, but there's not been anything like Split Seconds and Split Second. The game's just done with. Nobody bought it.
We should, maybe one of us should have requested a sequel for that one.
That's a pretty good one.
I do like Split Second.
It's such a fascinating concept to break the environment around you to stop other. That's great. That's a great idea.
I think so. Let me just go through this and the rest.
Sure.
I don't really see anything. A lot of mentions of VR. I think that's everything, buddy. Atari's apparently got a new console coming out.
Well, you gotta think real hard because they do drop some of them out. Like they didn't mention Days Gone with Sony for some reason.
Yeah.
But I can't think. I think I covered the big ones that I needed to.
So let me, what was your number one thing you're most excited for in E3 2017?
Excited for. I don't know. I honestly, I would say I'm pretty excited for Spider-Man, but that's not coming out for a while. Whereas I know Battlefront 2 is going to be here within months. So I might be the most excited for Battlefront 2.
Okay.
Because Anthem's a ways away.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's next year at the earliest. It might get pushed back. I'm excited to play Battlefront 2 this year. And okay. I think they've sold me, and I hope they've sold a lot of people on it. I think they had a great turnaround from 2015 when they showed the first Battlefront, and they had all the DLC paywalls and stuff. So that one, I'd say that. What about you?
Me, I'm going to say the new God of War has me the most excited.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the God of War series.
Did they give it the 2018 date this year? Did they say it was coming out next year? Or were they ambivalent about the date?
But I'm very excited for it.
I think I said it.
I like the switch to a new set of mythology. And I like the idea that Kratos can switch through mythologies. And I hope that they keep doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to get a trilogy out of this one. If you don't, that's
I don't think
fine.
You need to.
But I like the I would like to see an Egyptian Kratos and
yes,
maybe a Native American Kratos.
That'd be cool.
That would be really fucking cool, man. And like, you know, bring in some skinwalkers and weird shit like that.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the idea of where we're going with this. And there's a lot of stuff to mine.
I would like to see like Asian.
Sure, yeah, man.
Old Asian.
Like, or maybe Hindu. Like,
yeah.
Have him fight Ganesh and all that shit.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah, it'd be fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
Fight Shiva.
I'd be A-okay with that.
Yeah, it has a lot of potential, and I'm excited about the future for it. But I'm really looking forward to that. That and, to be honest, I'm pretty stoked about Anthem.
Yeah, Anthem looks fantastic.
Yeah.
If it was coming out any sooner, it would be
number
one.
And, of course,
but
Destiny 2, but that's...
That was a given.
That's a given.
I think even if they their press conference opened with a man just bare-ass taking a shit on the ground, and then it faded into Destiny 2 October,
I'd be pretty stoked.
I think you'd just be like, yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
that's
let's
great.
Do it. Let's do it. Shit
down.
On this face. This face? Yeah, let's shit on it. No.
I would like that.
I was not as excited about this E3 as I was last year.
Interesting. Because as we have pretty much agreed on everything, I think there was more positive this year than last year. Last year, I walked away really disappointed in games.
My
Just
big thing
in
last
all
year,
games.
About 3 or 4 hours before E3 started, I started to hear the rumors that they were going to announce the Final Fantasy VII remake. And that got me really hyped. And then I finally saw it. And goddamn it, man, still, that was fucking so exciting.
If they had anything like that for me, I'd be so excited. I mean, the Spider-Man thing's pretty close, and now we got to see it. Like, that's
I'm not underselling that.
That was
my
favorite
totally
moment
get that.
Of last year. It was like, oh my god, Insomniac's doing a Spider-Man game? That's great news. Like, I'm so on board. That was my Final Fantasy VII moment last year. But the other moments just didn't connect with me.
All right, man.
That's it. So I think it was a better year. But
I think it was not as good, but it was okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a better year, and it's okay. We agree and disagree.
All right, buddy. That's our fucking biting commentary of E3.
It was pretty scathing.
Yeah, we were pretty fucking harsh on it.
Cool. I like to be glib about things that people do for art and pleasure.
Also, I'm excited about Mario. Fuck you.
Fuck you for trying, people. fuck me or just fuck everyone.
No,
for
fuck
that.
You, Ryan, my co-host.
Yeah, well, when the game's garbage and you're all like, it's great. And then 6 months later, you're like, it's not that great. I'll be there to say, yeah.
I fucking told you.
I told you. And that's why I still don't have a Switch, because the only other things they announce next year are a goddamn Yoshi yarn game again and the same fucking side-scrolling Kirby we have. Fuck, Nintendo's making all the wrong mistakes. They're pulling a fucking Microsoft. They have gold with the Switch, and they cannot market it fucking smartly.
Yeah. I like my Switch, but that's because I work weekends and there's no bosses, and I take my Switch to work and
it's
get paid for it.
You know?
Spoilers!
That's the thing, though. A Switch, but with Sony's library. or a Switch. Yeah. Like, amazing. Nintendo doing it in their library and what they're contributing, it's fine at best.
Here's
right
the thing.
Now.
I don't think we talked about it. I don't know if they even talked about it at E3 and then we'll end. But the new Nintendo thing going forward is you pay for their online stuff, but you get access to all of the old games in a library.
It's not all of the old games. It is curated. It is like you get five of their choice every month, and then it goes away, and then you don't get access to them anymore.
I'm excited about it, though.
So it's unlike the PlayStation 1 and Xbox 1 where you get those games forever.
Free.
Yeah. I mean, you download them, but no, as long as you're part of their service, you get
them. There's also a library you can just pay into, and you get access to them.
For Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
It's not. It's like a not a subscription service, but
You're paying for access to just their library.
Yes,
and that is separate from their online service that lets you play with other people.
Yes,
this is fucking stupid.
I am excited about it.
It's a great idea. Why don't just fucking merge those?
I agree.
And if whatever, just make what's the 25 or 29 for the other service. Make it $5 more or $10 more, whatever you need to do.
Put it in there.
Combine it to one. There's no reason. You're
maybe they will.
Your goddamn audience, you fucking idiots. God, Nintendo, just get your shit together,
Ryan.
I'm sick of your Star Fox Zeros.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, buddy. Nintendo is on my shit list right
now. Sure, and I agree. That's going to be it for our E3 coverage of this year, of 2017.
Yeah, I think we did a fine job.
Yeah, we went through everything, and even
except
the stuff that...
what wasn't on the list.
Sure, but we hit the list, and if you got a problem with it, write us, and we'll ignore you.
Just write it down on a piece of paper, fold it up a few times, and shove it up your ass.
There it is. All right, guys.
And that incorporates the butt stuff, so yeah. it's a dual thing.
At the end of the day, I'm Kyle.
I'm sometimes Ryan.
Sometimes. And this was our Electronic Entertainment Expo coverage.
Because we are not plebeian morons.
Nope. Get on our level and listen to some NPR. You fucking retards.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Don't say our time. Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover many games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.